first said you can't take it with you was probably thinking about the cost of funerals.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Children keep us humble, don't they? One told a friend, "This is a picture of my mommy before she got saggy." Well, if you take a child to a funeral, be prepared. A 2-year-old was at Grandma's funeral. When the casket was wheeled in, she said very loudly, "Grandma's hiding." Alex and Kyle had been friends for years. When Kyle's business expanded, Alex called up a florist. "My friend is moving his business to a cool new location," he said. "Send him a big bouquet of flowers, put my name on it, and something appropriate." At the grand opening, Alex found the bouquet with his name on it. His mouth dropped open. On it were the words, "Rest in peace." No. Alex called the florist. "What have you done? You don't send a funeral wreath to a grand opening." The florist started to cry. "You think you've got problems," he said. "Think of me. Out there somewhere is a funeral with a bouquet of flowers that has a banner. I wish you all the best in your hot new location." Oh, man. John 11 is a funeral story about Jesus' close friend Lazarus. In it are two words that have brought me comfort in hard times. Now, Lazarus lived in Bethany with his sisters Mary and Martha. Martha was a good cook. She loved the kitchen. And Lazarus was a single guy. The meals were fantastic, so he just stayed. But Lazarus got very sick. We don't know why. I doubt it was the cooking. But Mary and Martha sent an urgent message to Jesus. "Come, help." Jesus' disciples warned him, "Don't go, remember? The people there just tried to stone you, but you slipped through their fingers again. How do you do that?" Finally, Jesus said, "Let's go. You're about to be given new grounds for believing." Thomas said, "Come, we might as well die with him." Well, way to go, Thomas. He was the skeptic. By the way, I can't wait to talk with Thomas in heaven one day. He'll be there without a doubt. When they arrived, Lazarus was already 4 days dead. He was very dead. Though being dead is a bit like being pregnant, either you are or you aren't. Martha met Jesus and she was weeping. "If you'd been here, Master, Lazarus wouldn't have died." Jesus said, "Your brother will be raised up." "I know," said Martha, "at the end of time." But Jesus took her by surprise. "I am the resurrection and the life," he said. "Anyone who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." Then those two words, "Jesus wept." This was my favorite memory verse as a child. Jesus wept. It was the only A+ I ever received in Sunday school. Through the years, it has come to mean so much more. Are you struggling today? Remember, we have a God who weeps, who cares, who is with us. A God who entered our world to redeem it, to bring beautiful things out of broken things, to bring us life through his death. Jesus stood that day before a simple cave on a hillside. A slab of stone was laid against it. He said, "Remove the stone." Martha said, "Master, hooey, he's been dead 4 days." The King James says, "He stinketh." Jesus shouts, "Lazarus, come out." It's a good thing he specified Lazarus, because every corpse on the hillside might have risen. "Lazarus, come out." And what else could Lazarus do when the voice that spoke the stars into space and the world into existence, the voice that calmed the sea, the voice that called you and me, called his name? Back when Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ was in theaters, a friend of mine was told, "You've got to see it, but I won't give away the ending. You won't believe what happens." Whatever you face today, believe. We have a God who weeps. He is risen.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, "My husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.